Good morning. Christ is our midst. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. First, I want to welcome everyone who's with us online this week. God bless you. We're glad you're here. Wish you were here, but glad you're online with us. So, when one goes on a long journey, there's a lot of planning, a lot of preparation that must take place. First, we've got to decide, where am I going? How much money will I need on my trip? What do I need to pack? How am I going to get there? Am I going to zip on the interstate or take the scenic back roads? In the Desert Fathers is a story of Saint Sepadon, who loved to travel himself. And he heard of this holy recluse woman who never traveled, never went out, just stayed in her house. And being the great wanderer he was skeptical of her way of life. So hearing that she's holy, he wanted to go see her. And so when he gets there, he asks her, he says, "Why are you just sitting here?" She replied, "I'm not sitting here. I am on a journey." Christians are always on a journey, a spiritual journey. And I would say to you this morning, brothers and sisters, St. Justin Martyr is also on a journey. And it is a spiritual journey. And this journey, of the many journeys we take, is a journey that we began about a year ago. This journey is our efforts to expand our facilities, our fellowship hall in our church or temple. It's our building program. A year ago, the building committee began judiciously planning for this journey by hiring design architect. Y'all seen many of the pictures. Some of them are now on the bulletin board. And we got a feel for estimated costs. The parish council engaged the capital campaign consultants, which some of you met. And then over just the last few weeks, we began another leg on our journey by engaging a local project architect who would take care of the plans and everything with the county and all that kind of stuff, the permits. This Orthodox happens to be Orthodox. He's well known in respect in Jacksonville building community. There's even a book about his work here in Jacksonville. And he happened to be unconnected with me. He was brought to the committee, but he happens to be an old friend of mine. I've worked with him. We share many mutual friends, and we even went to church together at one time. Very highly respected man, in my opinion, in my experience. And as our building program now begins to ramp up, I thought it would be good for me to kind of share some stories, because I think it's a fascinating story. For me, it's, I like to call it a God story of how we got to where we are today. Let me just say at the very beginning, I am so amazed of the journey that God has brought our community on over the many years. We had our first liturgy in the college classroom at University of North Florida in 1994. I think Natalie was there. You were there, right? Muscalia, Natalie, and not too many other people here. My son Christopher, some of them have fallen asleep, some of them have moved away. In 16 weeks, we outgrew this little college classroom at UNF. We began worshiping at, by God's grace, a totally Orthodox-looking church, the Mother of God Byzantine Catholic Church out at the beach. They had no priest, and it was such a rich blessing. It looked Orthodox. It had icons all over the place. It had a nice fellowship hall, a kitchen, a nice yard for the kids to play, and it was very affordable for a very Nicene church. And then 2.5 years later, they suddenly sold the church, and overnight, we were homeless. Boom. In fact, the last service I did there was the baptism of my youngest son. And by God's grace, that same time, maybe even that very same week, a kind man named Tom Massey's called me and introduced himself. I'm like out of nowhere. I answered the phone. Yeah, hello. And he says, "Hey, I just want to tell you, I'm Tom Massey. I'm the president of the parish council of the Mother of God of Zorno Syrian Orthodox Church. And I just called in here to introduce myself. We don't have a priest yet, but we have this beautiful building. Can we use your church?" Yes, by all means you can use our church. So we move from the Mother of God Byzantine Catholic Church to Mother of God Zorno Orthodox Church. I really felt at that time that Theotokos was caring for our community. And eventually we got our own church building, an office warehouse on Bay Meadows Road that we converted into a church. It was a great, it was fantastic because this little community, it's maybe 3 years old now, 2.5, 3 years old, came together and we, in fact, the architect who we just hired, he helped lay out the floor plan and we took and we did all the work ourselves, built the walls, hung the sheetrock, did everything. It was really fantastic. Painted the walls. In fact, I remember there were so many people painting. They're painting and I was like, the paint's going too fast. They were repainting walls over and over again. I couldn't keep up. We had to go buy more paint so that we could make sure some walls had two coats and some had none. Then in May 2000, we launched a capital campaign for a down payment for a church property. In fact, at that time, I said to the community, I don't know where we're going. We just need to pray. God will lead us. We don't have a crystal ball. We can't see the future, but God knows the path. And if we're just faithful, this is a good thing. Let's raise money for a down payment. And also knowing the Mother of God was looking after us every Saturday evening before Vespers, we had an acathist asking for intercessions to help us find a church property. Exactly 1 year later, we signed a contract for this property. But when we signed a contract for this property, it was the middle of nowhere. It was down a country road. This was a two-lane road. There was no interchange with I-95. If you know by 295 in Old St. Augustine Road, I think they may have just expanded it to four. I remember it was two lanes, and I don't remember when they expanded that to four lanes there, but there was nothing down here. It was empty, nothing. No Lowe's, nothing up there. There was the Publix up there in the Winn-Dixie, and that was it, all the way up there, and then nothing going this way except houses and a couple churches. The very next day that I signed a contract, I don't know what day of the week it was, for the parish council. Parish council announced, said, let's get this. I signed a contract, we faxed the contract, and I opened the Florida Times Union. I see people smiling who know the story. I opened the Florida Times Union, and that very next day, they announced the interchange of I-95 and Old St. Augustine Road. Isn't God good? Less than 24 hours. And then, in the next 2 weeks, they announced the Baptist South Hospital. And then they own hundreds of thousands of square feet of office space. And over the next 2 weeks, the Chili's was announced down there and everything else that's down there. It was amazing. And then the four laning of this road. We went, and they were just starting to build 295 around on the east side. So we went from going nowhere in less than 24 hours to the middle of nowhere to now a very well-located church, to the beaches, to everywhere because of 295, and then this interchange. Then, watch this. When we signed this contract, we paid $245,000 for this land. It was supposed to be 6 acres. It was 10 acres total, 6 acres of good land that you can build on that didn't have wetlands and 4 acres that were wet. When the environmental engineer came to the property, he was coming again this next week, really a great guy, his wife's friends with my wife, and he donated his time. He walked out on a property and he did his survey and he came and says to me, Father Ted, I got some news for you. You don't have 6 acres. And then he's silent. And he's like, uh-oh, what's the matter? You have 8 acres. Price of the land then was $40,000 per acre for residential. And we could get into it as a church. And you have enough acreage. So we paid 40 for 6 acres, but we got 8 acres. 2 free acres that we didn't pay for. And then we decided, that's not our acres, that's God's acres. And we had the cemetery. Isn't God good? And it was the first, in fact, cemetery in the Southeast Orthodox that I know of that's associated with the parish. It's just a fantastic gift. And as you know, we have this long, winding road coming in to the property. The reason why it winds, just so that you guys know, it's not that we didn't want to have a straight road. It has to go around the wetlands, okay? That's right out there. And even more so, it's all the way out there because we only had 150-foot wide strip that comes straight into the back, big back of the property. So we had this little strip coming in. We did not own the land between the Fellowship Hall and Old St. Augustine Road and Fellowship Hall behind it where the picnic area is. And it wasn't available to us. And the price was very high when it became available. So by God's grace, we had this little road. Then in December 2010, a friend, an Orthodox friend, called me up and said, "Father Ted, you know, me and my partners, we have this 4 acres of land across the street from St. Justin Martyr, up a little bit, Old St. Augustine. Would you take it for us?" Sure. You know, it's a no-brainer there. He said, "Well, let me talk to my partners." And so I hear nothing all year. This was the recession, 2009. They took a big hit. They were investors, and they needed to get a tax credit. He calls me up mid-December that year. He says, if your parish can get me an appraisal for X number of dollars, I think it was like $70,000, you can have the property for free. I said, wow. God bless Bruce Humphrey. He and got some friends, and they went and they got the appraisal taken care of, appraised out at more than what they asked for, you know, because independent appraisals, so the land was worth a little bit more. And so we had this free land that was, it was just a gift from God. And then we said, you know, we kept thinking, well, we're going to do with this, this and that, and everything else. And then, but we knew it was a good investment. It was free money for the church. And then, I'm trying to remember where I was at. This land between us here came up for sale. And they were trying to sell it to us really hard. You know, they kept lowering the price. Originally, they wanted $600,000. And it doesn't matter where it goes. But it was way out of our league. And at the same time, Bruce, who, our parish, there he is, he knew about a development going up next door. And Bruce said, called, or whatever, said, "Hey, parish council, you know, they're putting a development together. You know, we could probably offer to them, they can assemble the property so we can sell and get money out of the property." And we said, "Great, we want $200,000, which was, I think Bruce said that was a good estimate for it. So Bruce sold our property for, because it had a little wetlands on it that we didn't know about, for just a little bit less than $200,000 for that land. At the same time, we were trying to negotiate this property, and they started negotiating too. But it was still out of our reach, more than we could have. And I'm sitting at home one day, watching the football game, and our parish council president calls up and says, "Father Ted, I need to talk to you." I said, "The Jaguars are on. I'm coming over with..." He said, "I'm coming over at Wings." I said, "Okay." And he says to me, "Father Ted, somebody approached me at church today, and they said they would help us out with a donation. I don't remember all the exact details to buy this land. It's anonymous. If we buy the land, we have X amount of dollars. It's an anonymous donation, and this should be able to make it work with a little effort and a little work." And I was like, "Thank you, Lord. What a gift." And it was just such a blessing. And so I don't remember all the details, but essentially, we got this extra 4 acres around here it cost St. Justin some money, but it was almost a gift of nothing because of the generosity of an Orthodox friend of St. Justin's and one of our parishioners made this happen. And this gift has now made it so much, we can expand our church. We have this beautiful picnic area now. Our new fellowship hall is designed to go onto this new land, the parking on this new land, and then this church was only supposed to extend 15 more feet. Now we can extend it like many more feet and we can do so much better. God knew the journey that we had. Do you see my point? It's a beautiful thing, is because it was handled with prayer. And let me just say this. I tell my priest friends this story. I am totally in awe of how much God has blessed St. Justin's. And I also know, as our Lord says, to whom much is given, much is expected. And I know, I'm convinced, and I know God has a great work, more great work planned for us at St. Justin Martyr over the years. Even maybe when I'm in the backyard, there are great things going to take place here. And having said all this, despite all these blessings, when I began designing and building this church temple here in this fellowship hall, there were many difficulties. It was the most difficult years of my priesthood. Just like buying a house or building a home can be emotional and stressful, and so this was. There's lots of spiritual warfare. But I can tell you, in hindsight, it was very good for me, because as a priest, it made me lean into God more. And I can say that today, I don't know how many years later, 20 years later, that I have great confidence that St. Justin's has a much stronger spiritual foundation, and I'm grateful for that. And we have much deeper roots as a community. So I'm not too worried about this thing. But still, this does not mean on our journey, this journey that we're taking, that we're not going to have difficulties. We can expect bumps in the road, potholes, detours, barriers, flat tires, stalled engines, difficulties, frustrations, disappointments. And that's all okay. That's the nature of construction, and that's the nature of building programs. Again, I have no worries. And here's where I'm going today in all this. And it has to do with today's gospel. It is most important, brothers and sisters, that we keep the main thing, the main thing. Let me explain. In today's gospel, a lawyer comes to our Lord and says, what is the main thing? In other words, he used the words, what is the main thing? But he used the words, what do I need to do to inherit eternal life? Okay, Lord, what is the main thing for me to do? Jesus throws it back and says, what do you think? You shall love the Lord your God, he says, with your heart, mind, and soul, and your strength, and your neighbor as yourself. Jesus says, you're right. Do this and you will live. That's the main thing. Then reinforces, Jesus tells the parable of the Good Samaritan, which has been called the greatest of all parables, and we know it. And the main point of the parable is that we're to be like the Good Samaritan, to be like God, who's loving, merciful, and compassionate to our neighbor in need. In other words, to look and help to be the light of Christ into the world, to love others, to serve others, to do the work of the gospel. So in keeping the main thing, we're not going to stop doing what we're doing, whatever that may mean, mission trips, everything else. We can't lose focus on the work that we have, right? Two weeks ago, we had Father, maybe it's 3 weeks now, Father Simon Menyon was here, and he told us about his school in Uganda that he's looking to build. And we decided, I think it's a good thing, to collect seed money during our annual Nativity Almsgiving collection for him to help him build a school. And next week we'll be doing that. It's a great thing to do. It's a holy thing to do. And there'll be many other things like this that we're going to keep doing. We're not going to change what we're doing. So let me wrap it up with this. As we go forward with this building program, as we begin to take this journey, we will have some bumps. It's okay. We'll have some detours. It's okay. It's some difficult and frustrations and disappointments. It's all okay. Spiritually, brothers and sisters, is what we are going to do with it. And that's very important. Always remember, and this I believe in the center of my being, God's got this. God's got this. He's done so much. And I didn't tell you all these stories. There's another story out there that I just, because of the interest of time, that how God has blessed this community when we were going to rent on Bay Meadows Road and we didn't have the money. And all of a sudden, our income increased exactly how much we needed to be able to move into a property. I mean, it's always been God's hand, and it's always because we've handled it with prayer, because we've not sought to do our will but his will. And we have to continue that way. We have to continue that way. So you've heard the many rich blessings. I just want you to know that there is a journey. At times, it's going to be a little uphill, and it's okay. Providentially, God has brought us together to make this journey. Okay? We are a pencil in his hand writing a story. And I want us to remember that. He's writing a story of the ministry of St. Justin Martyr Orthodox Church in Jacksonville, Florida. And we just have to stay with him. We have to keep the main thing, and focus on the work of the gospel. And I totally believe, and I'm not trying to predict anything, I'm just a priest, I've been helping with many building programs over the years and other parishes and too. If something doesn't go well, it's okay. God's got it. To Christ be all glory, honor, worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.